Anchorage Fire Department officials say the fire danger is extreme in South Central, and they're asking residents to refrain from burning outdoors. John C., an AFD forester, says a late spring is the reason.
Normally by this time our grasses have greened up. We're still in a situation where most of our grasses are still cured and very burnable. So until things green up, we're going to be living with this elevated high fire danger and the risk of an ember, a spark from a campfire or barbecue grill igniting a fire near one of our homes.
In addition, forecasters predict winds will pick up along Turnagain Arm and portions of the hillside. The Anchorage Fire Department has suspended all burning permits throughout the municipality as of Thursday. C says there have already been half a dozen small fires throughout Anchorage this week, all less than an acre. Maggie Rogers is with the Alaska Division of Forestry in Fairbanks. She says fire danger is also high for the interior and in the Matanuska Valley.
We do have red flag warnings for a significant portion of kind of the interior of Alaska for lower humidities. And then closer to Anchorage for the Matanuska Valley, we have a red flag warning for strong winds that are out of the Nick River Valley, which could cause fire to spread rapidly should it start.
Rogers says there's also high fire danger on the Kenai Peninsula. Lightning is predicted in some remote areas, but the biggest concern is human-caused fires in populated areas. In Anchorage, I'm Daisha Eaton.